Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2563, Roth Conversion by Mike Ballew of Eggstack.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to jump right into our next article as we optimize your life. Roth Conversion by Mike Ballew of Eggstack.com. A Roth conversion is the transfer of funds from a tax-deferred retirement account to a Roth IRA. Today on Eggstack, we look at the advantages and disadvantages of Roth conversions and how to go about doing one. Taxable event. A Roth conversion is a taxable event, meaning taxes are due in the year it occurs. This stems from the fact that the funds are coming from a different type of account than they're going into. Before we get into that, let's establish upfront that there is nothing wrong or unfair about doing a Roth conversion. In other words, you're not cheating yourself or doing something unwise. A Roth conversion merely changes the point in time that taxes are due. We've all heard the phrase, substantial penalties for early withdrawal. It refers to the 10% penalty levied against withdrawals made from tax-advantaged retirement accounts prior to the age of 59 and a half. If you did that, it would be considered an unwise move. A Roth conversion is nothing like that. Okay, now that we've got that out of the way, let's move on. With a tax-deferred account such as a 401k or traditional IRA, no taxes are paid on the funds when they are placed into the account. Taxes on both the original contributions and their earnings are due when the money is withdrawn in retirement. On the other hand, taxes on funds placed into a tax-exempt account, such as a Roth IRA, are paid before they go into the account. When the funds are withdrawn in retirement, no taxes are due on either the original contributions or their earnings. Roth conversion pros and cons. The primary advantage of a Roth conversion is that over the long haul, you may pay less in taxes. Those who pull the trigger on a Roth conversion usually believe that they will be in a higher tax bracket when they retire, or believe taxes in general will be higher in the future. Increased government spending leads to higher taxes. Somebody has to foot the bill, and that somebody is you and me, the American taxpayer. The trend in Washington is more government spending, not less, especially since COVID. Another Roth advantage is increased control over your money. You decide when to withdraw it. You would think that it's your money, so you should be able to do whatever you want, but it doesn't work that way. Due to the fact that no taxes were paid on the funds when they were placed into a tax-deferred account, the IRS controls when the funds are withdrawn. No one told you that when you signed up for your 401k, did they? Oh, they did, but it was buried so deep that they knew you would never find it. If you are not familiar, required minimum distributions are government-mandated withdrawals from tax-deferred retirement accounts beginning at age 72. The IRS uses penalties to coerce you into withdrawing your money, which in turn creates annual tax liabilities. A disadvantage of Roth conversion is that any general savings you have set aside for unexpected expenses are going to take a hit. Conventional wisdom is that you do not pay Roth conversion taxes out of your retirement savings. The setback would do you more harm than good. That said, the tax bill can be pretty steep. For example, if you pay 20% in taxes for every $100,000 in tax-deferred retirement savings you convert to a Roth IRA, you will owe $20,000 in taxes. There is a related disadvantage that is more nuanced, but it's a thing nonetheless. Have you ever bought something and felt like you didn't receive the full benefit? For example, suppose you replace your roof and heating or cooling system, and then a short time later you get transferred to another city and have to move. We struggle with paying more for the Cadillac version or skating by on the cheap because of those types of experiences. The pricier option will last longer, but the less durable option may be all that you need. The point is, a Roth conversion is a bit of a gamble. What if you don't live long enough to see retirement? In the prime of your life, you would have spent $20,000 to $40,000 on taxes that could have been used for vacations or to purchase a better home or whatever. What if taxes somehow get lower in the future? Unlikely, but anything is possible. What if shortly after you empty your savings to pay those taxes, something unexpected happens that makes you wish you had that money back? Doing it right. Like anything else, there is more to a Roth conversion than just doing it. You have to do it right. The best way to do a Roth conversion is to do it in a manner that avoids bumping you up into the next highest tax bracket. Our federal tax system is progressive, meaning it is structured to apply progressively higher tax rates to increase levels of income. However, the higher rates apply only to the portion that exceeds the bracket. Sorry, this is starting to sound like typical financial mumbo jumbo. Let's look at an example. Those of you who are regular readers know this is one of my pet peeves. I wasn't born with this knowledge. I research every article. I can tell you from experience that it is nearly impossible to find straightforward information on the internet about financial matters. I believe there's a reason for that. Many financial articles are written by financial advisors who are on sites whose advertisers are financial advisory services. Financial articles twist and turn and ramble on about asset classes and other confusing jargon because they end with something like this. We know this is very confusing, so why don't you come in and sit down with one of our financial advisors? Don't forget to bring your wallet. I digress, and nothing against financial advisors, by the way. Back to the example. Suppose the tax system were such that if a couple earns an annual income less than $80,000, they fall in the 12% tax bracket, and those who earn more than $80,000 fall into the 22% bracket. For the purpose of this example, that's close enough to our actual system without getting into too much detail. If a couple earns $90,000, the first $80,000 is taxed at 12%, and only the portion above the cutoff, so $10,000, would be taxed at the higher 22% rate. A common misconception is that all of your income is taxed at your bracket rate. The point is, being bumped into a higher tax bracket should be avoided, but if it happens, it's not the end of the world. If you want to do a Roth conversion but don't want to get bumped into a higher tax bracket, how do you do it? Don't do it all at once. A Roth conversion is not limited to a single event. You can spread it out over several years. Each year's conversion should be limited to the maximum amount that maintains your current tax bracket. It's a strategy known as bracket topping. Since the process can take several years, it follows that you shouldn't wait until you're on retirement's doorstep to start thinking about it. Roth 5-year rule. One odd quirk that you need to be aware of is the Roth 5-year rule. The IRS prevents you from withdrawing Roth investment earnings before 5 years have elapsed since the account was originated. That's it in a nutshell, but if you want to learn more, check out our other article titled The Roth 5-year rule. Closing thoughts. A Roth conversion is like when a normal character transforms into a superhero. It supercharges your retirement contributions. The IRS limits how much you can contribute to your retirement accounts each year, but a Roth conversion allows you to circumvent the system. You're using after-tax dollars above and beyond the IRS limits to eliminate future tax liabilities. That's sticking it to the man. You just listened to the post titled Roth Conversion by Mike Ballou of Eggstack.com. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Roth conversions are a pretty popular topic in the early retirement community because when executed well, they allow you to access your money before traditional retirement age while minimizing taxes and not paying the penalty on early withdrawal. Mike talks about spreading the conversion over a number of years and utilizing the bracket topping method to not push yourself into the next tax bracket. I wanted to point out that you can dig into this concept further by reading about Roth conversion ladders, which is a very similar concept with the goal of minimizing taxes. Because you'll pay taxes on the converted amount, you'll want to be strategic about it. So that means you'll get the most benefit if you can reduce your taxable income in any year you do a conversion. Roth conversions should also be executed as part of a broader drawdown strategy involving other sources of income that you will be able to access later in life. If you deplete too much of your retirement savings through this strategy, you may not have adequate savings to support yourself later on during the traditional retirement period. And just in case you're wondering, why not contribute directly to a Roth IRA and not be bothered with the conversion? It's a really logical question. And for me personally, I do both. I fully fund my 401k as well as my Roth IRA. But the federal limit on a 401k is $19,500, where a Roth IRA is only $6,000 each year. Most people are going to have the bulk of their money in these tax-deferred type accounts, so the conversion is a strategic way they can access their money before traditional retirement age. That'll do it for today and another episode of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back with you tomorrow with more on Christmas Day. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.